His daf is daf lamed hey. We are in lamed dalet beis, three words from the end of the page. So we're just going to mention a few other things. Yesterday we mentioned about the knas, whether you would konase the son. There's not going to be one more instance about whether the knas passes on to the next generation. Amar Abayi, naktinon, if you have a mesora, tima tahoros vames. Let's say I was metame your taharos. I said your taharos metame when they're really not. Or basically the best, that's what we did in the judge case. The case here is where I actually was metame your taharos. I stuck my tama hands into your tahor stuff vames, and then I died. Right? Lo kansu v'no acharo. They were not kones my children afterwards. Meaning my children would not have to pay restitution for the damage that I did. My time. Well, what's the reason why the children do not inherit the obligation to make payment? Because hezek shina nikra lo shmei hezek. Because this is hezek shina nikra. It's not, it's viewable. You can't see the damage. The damage is on like more of a spiritual plane as opposed to on a physical plane. Therefore, it's hezek shina nikra is not considered a hezek. The only reason why you pay when it comes to hezek shina nikra is because the rabbanan made a knas against you to make that payment. That knas only applies to the person who inflicts the damage, not to the yarshim. My timer, hezek she'enu nikolosh me hezek, knas the rabbanan the day. Therefore, the rabbanan made a knas for the person who did the damage. Right, knas the run of the day, knas the run of the ray, look, knas the rabbanan. The day knas the rabbanan, the ray look knas the rabbanan. That they didn't make the knas. Rashi says she'enu nikar sharik taharos munochas lofana. They didn't have a nikarahem. Really, there's no din d'oraisa to be paid. There's din d'rabbanan. That knas only applies to the person who inflicts the damage and not to the yorshim. Okay. Next mishnah. Maisa bezachar sherechelim zakein usaro midldal. Maisa took place where you have a male offspring. It's a bechor. It's a male. That's a sheep. It's old. Usaro midldal. It's got long, long hair all over the place. I mean, first it was a bechor. You could. It obviously didn't get a mum. Of his miles there. It didn't get a mum. It's walking around until it gets a mum, but you can't shear it, you can't do anything. So his hair is all over the place. It's got the long, long, big beard. So, v'ra'ahu kazdor echad. And one kazdor saw it. Rashi says a munis, some sort of government official. A guy saw it. Right? V'amar, and he says, matibusozeh. Why is this? In shear it. What's going on with this animal? So, amar, they said back to him, It's a bechor, but ain't no nishchat ela im kein hayav mum. And the mum can't shecht it unless it has a mum. So this guy, noto pigum v'tzar mazno. He took his spear and he pierced the animal's ear, gave it a mum. So the Gemara says, uva ma'isul mechachavim, so now it has a mum. So what can the kohen eat it now? So the mum was done by this guy. So uva ma'isul mechachavim, the hitiru. And they said, his mutter, you're allowed to shecht it. Why? Rashi says, Sharei ein lomar sha'o bekachav mazel heitiru niskavin. This guy did not pierce the ear of the animal with the kavana to make him mutter. Sharei einu yodeya sha'idei mum sheyasebo yishkat ela imkein naf mail. He doesn't know. We just said if it gets a mum, then it can use it. He doesn't know that you can inflict a mum. Maybe he thinks that you can just, it has to happen by itself. So he's kind of just like, not joking around, he's being mean over here and putting the mum here, he's making fun. So therefore we say it's mutter. But the achar shehitiro, after they went and they were matirit, and I guess the guy knew about it. The achar shehitiro holach v'tzirim ozne b'chos acherim. He went all over the place and started piercing other people's ears, other animals' ears. So then usher. They said those latter animals are still usher because of there. I guess they're saying that in that case he knew, and once he knew what he was doing, you can't purposely inflict. Have the mum can't be purposely inflicted. Pamacha, similar story. Ayutinokus misachim besode. They were playing in the field. It's great. Vikashru zonve tiloyim zebazeh. They tied the tails of the sheep together.
Nothing changed. Exactly. Nothing changed.
Right? Vinifsakas, and then now the sheep run away, and they rip, you know? Vinifsakas novashalech on the head, and one of them gets its tail gets ripped, and therefore gets a bamum. Harehu bechor, and this was a bechor. Came for the chavim, the hitiru, and they were matarit because it wasn't the kavanah of the tinokos to inflict the mum. Ra'u sheitiru, so the tinokos, these kids saw that they were matir the mumim, so they went ahead and they did it to everybody else. Halach v'karshus mavas v'karus achayim v'asur. In that case, they were chavim v'asur, the latter cases, but it was done purposely. Zeh klal, they give the klal, kol shehu l'daito, any time that the mum is done, but l'dato, machlok is Rashi, Gershom wants to go to Rashi says l'dato, lahatil mum niskavin latiro. If the mum is inflicted with the intent of being matir the animal, doesn't matter by whom, right? Rabbi Gershom says kosul daito means ladas bailin. He has to reinterpret the mission a little bit. But zeh klal kosul daito aser shlo daito with the kavana of inflicting the mum. What? Right, so you have to figure out what the story is with Bach. So he says, "Shalom daito mutter." Then it's not the daito; it's mutter. He's talking about whether you mitzave it beferis. So maybe over there, in the case of the other case, he says, "Bechorhu ve'enu nishkot elim kin hayev omum." But if so, he doesn't directly. It's not for das bialim because he didn't directly tell them to do so. And then the other, you can read Rabbeinu Gershom into the Mishnah. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to, the Gemara is going to ask the typical questions. Why do you need both stories? Both stories basically have the same case. They didn't know that it would become mutter. Therefore, that animal is mutter. Once they knew, and they inflicted the wound on anybody, and all the other animals are usher. Why do you need the case of the mamuna and the case of the kids? So utzricha. I need both cases. The ashmina obikachavim. Had we just had the case of the obikachavim, the lo asi lemisrach. About the asil misrach emalo. What does that mean? Lo asil misrach. Rashi says, "Lulmod lamed lahatil mum bekachim." If you'd say, but in the case of the avodah chavim, you would have said that only in that case would the initial time be mutter, because the lo asil misrach, because you're not going to be choshesh. You're not choshesh that because of the heter that we gave to this guy, he's now going to become a regular mumer fire. Because we don't care. He's a guy. But aval the asir aval katan the asir lemisrach by a katan who's a yisrael. If we're matir the bechor, the original bechor, then we're gonna, maybe we would say that he'll become rugiel bekach and he'll go and be matir mumim in other kachim even after it gets bigger, right? So emalos, maybe in that case you would say that they were not matir the initial bechor. The mashlon they were not matir mishpachor. But Rashi says lemisrach, he says lo lame lahatir mum bekachim the sircha the ovik chavim lo ichpalon shoy nohug the isura. Rashi seems to say we don't care about about them becoming frugal to make doing this avera, but they always do averas. Mashma from Rashi that for the guy to be makel the mum onto the animal is an avera on the guy, because we don't care about it. What type of avera is there on the guy to be makel mum? Is there tzuva on this? Shev mitzvah may know. I don't know. There's a diuk in Rashi that the Acharonim make. Right, the Tosos Yontif asked the question. Hello, ain't Magoy Issu Hatim Mum B'Kachim Klal? That should be the answer. There's no more. They don't care because there's no Issu. Not we don't care, because we don't care if he does Issu. Okay, that's how Ara from Tosos Yontif. Okay, V'chi Ashmiun Katan, and you had the neck. You just had the case of Katan. We should lo Asul Echulfi B'Gadol. Aval Obek Hakavim Asul B'Gadol Emalol. Therefore, Tzricha. By the case of if you just had the case of the Katan, we'd say in the Katan's case we're Matir that initial Bechor that got the Mum, because no one's going to confuse that case. Katan did it, and I had kids playing around. Doesn't mean I can do it. But when it comes to the guy doing it, you see a gadol, a guy from afar sees it, goes, ooh, look at that. Maybe he doesn't realize it's a guy or not. Rashi says, the lo asi lachluk le begadol, demand the chazi de tiru chachami mum, abali lo ayde tinokos. The one who sees that they're mad in the mum, that came about via the tinokos, lo asi le meymar, isha de gadol mum mishtere. The gadol be katan lo mitla. You're not going to flip over, you're not going to be confused between a little kid doing it and between a gadol doing it. But by the guy, I guess.
You had to know that it's a Bukhar.
They have to become aware of that it's a Bukhar. Alright, now the Gemara said that what happens, the Lashon of the Mishnah was, the guy said to the guy, he said, Eino nishrat, it can't become nishrat el im kein hayobo mum, if a mum happens to it. What if he says, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Kina lo shanu el da amalei el im kein hayobo mum? That's Lashon of Mishnah. Im Amar im nasebo mum. Hayobo mum can be interpreted as being, if a mum falls upon it, so the guy doesn't know that if he does it, come a mum. What if the guy says, it becomes a bal mum if nasebo mum, if somebody creates a mum in it, and then the guy goes and hits it? So, according to Rav Chisda Amar Rav Kina, about im amalon im nasebomum command the amar le zil avibe mumadomi. It's as if you told the guy, go make a mum for me in this animal. It's interesting. Rashi says nasa is mashma ayidei adam, as opposed to hayo is mashma bishmai. So it's nasa ayidei adam. Then the guy says, So I'm a Adam and I can hate it, and he's wrong. So then maybe in that case you would say that it would be usher. So that's what Rav Kitina says. And Amarava Mithi Mimelala, it's just Mimanashach. Mali Hoya Mali Nasa El Nasa Nami Melahu Lokshna. It doesn't make a difference. Figure out what that machlokas is. Whether Nasa it makes a difference or not. Rashi says it doesn't make a difference. Mimelahu. Shaloha Yudeo, Rashi says, Shaloha Yudeo Vikachov Shiyamutra Yodav Lulahatin's Kavin. The Lashon doesn't make a difference. Nasa Hoya, it's still the first time his mutter, the guy has no idea about him doing it. It becomes a Balmum and can be eaten, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. Zeh Klal, Mishnah has a Klal, so the Gemara always asks me if Zeh Klal, what's Zeh Klal coming to include? La Suye Mai, what's it coming to include? La Suye Grama, it's coming to include, right? If you have it, it's Ladas, it's Asr. So what is it coming to include? It's coming to Grama. What's the case of Grama? Rashi says, Im Hainiach, Botzek, Veil, Agabi, Ozer, Bechor, Kedesh, Yivor, Kelev, Yitlenu. You put the dough on the ear of your animal, so a dog will come up and jump and bite it, and that's Grama. You didn't do it. But you had the kavanah to do it with the grama, so grama, well, oftentimes grama is potter, but grama, by it comes to hilchos b'choros, grama is the same thing as the maisa, and you can't, you can't do that, and it would still make the, it would still be considered ladas, and therefore the b'chor would not become mutter via that bomb, that mum, because it was done via grama. Then the Mishnah said, anything that's shalol ladas, that was the klal, shalol ladas, so what does that come to include? That's lasuye mesiach lefutumo. If you mesiach lefutumo and someone hears you, that's not considered ladas. What's the case of mesiach lefutumo? Rashi says, shalom shalom kastro. Talk about the case in the Mishnah. The guy didn't ask what's going on with this case. Rather, what happened was, elohim atzim mesiach lefutumo. I'm talking to you, trying to figure out what the story is. We say, oh yeah, they can't meet it because it doesn't have a moment. And the guy hears. Someone might mesiach lefutumo. Elohim atzim mesiach lefutumo. They said, hey, look at this bechor. This guy's growing so much hair. You know why? Because it's not a balmum. We only shear it if he gets a balmum. The guy hears it. They had no kavanah whatsoever that a mum should be put in here. They never said to anybody, but the guy hears it and then puts the mum. That is considered mesiach fitumo, and that's considered a valid mum because they did not. It wasn't done ladas. Next Mishnah. Haya bechor rodfo, ba'ata ba'asa ba'mum, hareza shoft in love. Just keep in mind, a bechor cannot be used until it has a mum. And the mum cannot be put in the animal on purpose. What about here? Your bechor is chasing after me, right? Chasing after me, and I turn around, and in order to protect myself, I kick the bechor. I kick the bechor. I'm in the case, I shoot it, I kill it, I do something to it to protect myself, and I make a mum. Well, I kind of made the mum purposely because I wanted to. But in this case, harayza shofin love. This is not considered a valid mum. A valid mum means that it's enough to be shofin to shef the bechor. It's considered the mum was put in a valid way, and therefore you can eat the bechor. Rashi says, ubato yishchat alav afilu kohen. Even if it's a kohen who kicked, maybe it's even the own guy who kicked the bechor to save himself. Lefisha lahatzalasonas kaving. There was no kavana to make a mum. The kavana was to save mouth. So, self-preservation, the mum is just a side product. So, Amar Papa, lo shanu, they only made this din, ella shebe'ato b'shas medifa. If I kicked the animal while it's chasing me, when I still have the danger, avala achar medifa, but once the danger has subsided, lo, then I go ahead and kick the animal, then I kick the animal then, make a mum, then it's not considered a valid mum. So, Gemara says, pshito, that's pashut. You know, the whole permit that the head mishnah gave was if you were in danger. If you're no longer in danger, what do you kick the animal for? So the Gemara says, Mal tema tsare hu de mitkar kamashalan. Tsare de mitkar seems to be that the fact that I kicked it was not to give it a balmum, it's basically to get it back. Yeah, so I just kicked it back. I kicked it. So that even if this be it, but it doesn't say how long. The general could have been later. I don't know. You kicked it. You remembered the tsar that this animal gave you by chasing it, so you walked up and give it and you clip its ear. So you would think that maybe that would be mutter because the kavanah is just nekama as opposed to making a mum kamash malan that's not a valid mum and you cannot be shofet the animal via this mum. Ika the army, some say no. Amar Papa, lo tame b'shas radifa in. Don't say b'shas radifa in the love of slow but that's people low. El afilu achar difanami. Even afterwards, it's fine. My timer. Sorry, who dimitkar? Because he recognizes this, that the kavana at that time is just because you're angry, you're upset, and you get back at the animal, and you clip its ear, and you kick it, whatever you do with it, and the kavanah was not to inflict a wound, inflict a mum, the kavanah was just to inflict harm. Yes. Can it be personal with an animal? Does that work? Personal usually implies personal. Okay. So, Amar Rav Yehuda. Mutter lahatil mum b'bechor kodem sheyetze la'avira olam. It is permissible to put a mum into the animal in utero in order that when it comes out into the world, it comes out as a baal mum and you don't have any problems with it. Gemara and Tmura and Rashi there points out that this is clearly talking about that b'zman hazeh. Right, but maybe that's the Gemara we're talking about. But it's only b'zman hazeh, where there's no kedusha of the makom. But in the zman of the base of Midosh, where the bechor is roi l'akrava, then it's asur to makia the kedusha of the bechor before the bechor is born. That's just talking about b'zman hazeh. So now Rava gives an example. Amar Rava, gadjib udne, when it comes to the goats, it has really, really long ears, so the ears apparently come out before Rosh Avarubo, you nick it in the ears. And Imra b'sifse, and the lamb, do it on the lips. I guess the lips come out, you have to do it before the baby's born. So you have to do it, find the limb, I guess, that you can get to before Rosh Avarubo comes out of the mother, and therefore you can inflict this wound. Rashi points out the reason why you can do it. He says, "Kodem sheyitzi la'avir olam, the bechor in a kadosh ad shetikta shurechem. The bechor becomes kadosh when it passes through the rechem, so it's got to come out. It's funny. We say this bechor is kadosh me'ilav, but still, it's not kadosh until it comes out. So if you can nick it before it comes out, you can get rid of the whole problem. The reason why we do this because b'zman hazeh, it tells the gemara what's the big deal. Tells the gemara the bechor is born, it's not a bal mum." Wait a lot of times, you mock of it, and the Kohen can eat it. B'zman hazeh, if it's not a bal mum, you always have a problem, you're worried, this animal's going to be grazing, and you may violate the Kedusha by shearing it or doing something with it. So it's better for it to have a mum, so you don't violate any Yisurim if you do anything to the animal.
Only if you do it before it's born.
Before it's born. Once it's born, you have a problem, because it already had the full Kedusha with chal on it, and you can't do anything until it gets a mum. You let it graze until it gets a mum. That's a good question. Can you just do it via that might make you just right? This is not pet the rechem. So just have all the firstborns done via cesarean. Ika the Amri. Oh, probably expensive. Ika the Amri. I'm say Imri Nami Beudne. That even by the lamb, you can also do it with the ear. Emor derek tzedah of nafag. I guess it comes out that when it comes out, the ear of the lamb is seen first. It comes out sideways or something like that. So you can do it with the ear before the head comes out, just to give him advice as which ones you should do. Okay. So now, a mum is matir b'chol shchita. It's only if it's a mum galui. It's only if it's a visible mum, like a mum piseach or iver. The pasuk says, "Ki yevo mum piseach or iver kol mum ralot shchem l'shem atecha v'sharech tochlenu." Like his Gemara is going to give a couple of mumim that are in the mouth, right? So they're inside the mouth. Is that considered a mum that's out in the open? So Amar Rava. So you have a case here. The animal has a mum in its mouth. Ochal lo michze. When he eats, when he just chews, you can't see the mum. However, pa'i umichze. But when he opens his mouth a lot to scream, then you can see the mum inside. Have a mumma. That's considered a mum, and then the animal can be shechted. So my kumashmalam. Mar says, what you coming to teach us? Tanina. We already know this in the Mishnah that we'll see later in the week on Daf Lamed Tes. The Mishnah there is counting or setting off certain mumim in the Bechor, and he says, "Hachutim hachitzonos shenifgemu v'shenigmemu." I think it means the front gums that are either cut, they're missing, or that they're cut. That is considered a mum. And hapnimios, and the back gums, shenekru, that get uprooted, something happens to the back gums, which you really can't see, those are considered valid mumim. What happened to the back gums, you consider the valid mumim. Might, you don't see it. Might timer. Lav mishum dechi poyim mirse. Is it not because if it opens his mouth to scream, you can see it? How else do you see it? So Amrapapa comes, yeah, ain't akonami. Rabba nami, time in the Masnisim Mepharis. Rabba's explaining, right, the Mishnah, the Mishnah. My time of necro having mumma. Why in that case is the uprooted gum is considered a mum? Mishum dechi poi michzi. Because if you open its mouth wide to scream, you can see it. That's why it's considered a valid mum. Yeah, the Mishnah says it. Rav Papa and Rav is just coming to give the explanation of that Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Okay, in order to be matched again, in order to be matched the bechor to shecht and to be eaten, you have to have a mum. But you're not allowed to be matched the mum. That's the raisa. It says kol mum lo yabo. And if you were over and you're matil a mum in the bechor, we saw in the Mishnah before. And on yesterday's daf, that there's a knas chachamim that you're not allowed to shecht it, right? When you're not shecht it, or if it gets another mum, but there's a knas. The question is now, an animal comes before us, it has a mum, who do we believe? Do we believe the guy, as he even amonus, that it happened to Elov, as opposed to maybe he did it by himself because he wants to eat the animal? That's what this mission deals with. Kol hamumim haru'uyim lavo b'dei adam. Any mum that would come about via human intervention, as opposed to God intervention. For example, an animal that has a fifth leg is a mum. A person can't do that. The animal comes about because it's brought from the side that this animal still has five legs. That's a different story. But mumim haroi levo be adam. What? An animal that a mum that happens that is not a natural type of mum. It had to be inflicted. The wound had to come about. Right? We're on the Mishnah towards the bottom. Right? So kol hamum haroi levo be adam. Roe Yisrael ne'emanim. So now, the shepherds, the Yisrael, Shevet Yisrael, the Yisrael are believed, but Roe Kohanim ain't ne'emanim. But the Roim, if they're Kohanim, we're just going to read the Mishnah and the Gemara is going to explain it. The Roim of the Kohanim shepherds are not believed because we're going to be hoshing them that they were matil mum by themselves, I guess in order to get the animal. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, ne'eman hu al shel chaveru. A Kohen would be believed to tell us that the bechor of his friend got a mum, the ein neman al atzmo, but he's not neman on his own. Rav Meir says no chashid al davar elo donavo miidu. If you're chashid in one instance, you're chashid in the other instances. What does the Mishnah mean? Gemara explains. Well, Gemara will explain two ways what the Mishnah means. Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar. One's going to say one way, one's the other way. First, we go the first one. Chad Amar as follows. What does the Mishnah mean? It says roe Yisrael. What does that mean? Roe Yisrael be kohanim. It's talking about the regular Jewish shepherds who are the shepherds in the house of the Kohanim. So they are shepherding the Kohanim's flock. They are ne'amanim. They're ne'aman to testify that one of the Bechor received a mum, and we don't suspect them of being matil mum, because the legima lo chayshinan. We're not choshish for legima. What's legima? Rashi says, third to last line, the lichshish dei shema ayidei adam balo the kavana. The rozem the shaker ubalatiru kadesh yishtu rabba kohen biyochem elu imo. The kohen maybe you would have to say this regular guy is not believed because he wants the bal mum to take place. So his master the kohen can accept it and share the meat with him. We're not kosher for that. We're not kosher that the guy is going to say that the mum had there because he has in mind that he's going to get a piece of meat. Who says the kohen is going to give him a piece of meat? Right? Vegim lo chashinon. But roe kohanim. Right, if I have a flock and the Kohanim who are shepherding my flock, Roi Kohanim Be Yisrael and the house of Yisrael ain't Nemanim. They're not Neman to say that this mum happened by in the Elov. We're choshen that they put the mum there. Namer Amr, because the Kohen says to himself, right, the Kohen is a shepherd. The Kohen is a shepherd says to himself, Kevan de Kotarachna Be Lo Shabbat Lidi Beyond Lachmini. Since I am the one who's tending the flock. And this has a Baal Mum now, and any Kohen can get it, he's not going to go give it to another Kohen, so he'll give it to me. Since I burdened myself with it, he's going to do the favor and give it to me. Fine. Behu hadin Kohen the Kohen. And that's the same din that applies if one Kohen is Roa the other Kohen's sheep. He's going to say, when he's not believed, because we choshes that the Kohen, the shepherd's going to say, listen, I busied myself with this flock, he's going to share it with me. So we're choshed. But us, but the chashinan legomlin, is what it says. Chashinan legomlin, right, it's the same thing. The Roe Kohen says that, actually, the other way around. It's more back scratching in this case for the Kohen. If I'm a Kohen who's the Roe, Kohen A is Roe Kohen B sheep, Kohen A is not believed that the mum happened by itself, because he says, I will tell everybody that you had your mum, and therefore it's my turn, and it's my turn, you'll let me have it. It's a bit of congressional back scratching over here, to scratch mine, scratch yours. And therefore you have a shush. But also Rav Shimon ben Gamliel comes and says, no, neman hu al shel chaveru. Ve'eno neman al atzma. No, we don't have to worry about the back scratching. One Kohen is believed to say the other Kohen's sheep got a mum, but he's not believed to say that his own sheep got a mum. But Asar Rav Meir, and then comes Rav Meir and says, Lameimar, Hachoshet al Dabar lo donav lam either. If you're Choshet, you're Choshet. Doesn't make a difference. So it sort of seems to me like Rav Meir is like the Tanakhama. You have to figure that out. That the Kohen can't be believed, Kohen can't believe on his own flock, he can't be believed on another Kohen's flock. That's how one, between Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, that's one explanation of the Mishnah. The Chad Amar says as follows. Roe Yisrael v'hein Kohanim Nemanim, the other way around. Roe Yisrael v'hein Kohanim, meaning the Kohanim are the shepherds, they're believed to say that the mum, that in the Yisrael's sheep, happened by itself. Aren't we considered concerned about the fact that they're going to say, that he's not concerned that you're going to say that it had a mum in order to get the meat from the Yisrael? Because Meimar Amar lo shavit surim rabbanim of the other day. The Kohen says, there's no way this guy is going to give me the meat. I'm a lowly shepherd. He's going to want to give it to a real high-class Kohen. He's not going to give it to me. I'm a low... Shepherds are clearly... We usually viewed as lower class. And therefore, he's not going to give it to me. So he's not... There's no shash. There's no shash. But, roe kohanim v'hein Yisrael. If you roe the... If a Yisrael is roe the behemos of the kohanim, there we chayshina legima, we're choshish that the Yisrael will lie and say that it happened by itself, because he's going to think that maybe the Kohen's going to invite him to the meal. It's the opposite of what we said previously. The Kol Shekein Kohen, the Kohen, the Lo Chashin Legomim, Chashin Legima. A Kohen who's Roe, the sheep of his fellow Kohen, is not Nemon, because they're all Choshesh that he's going to die. We're Choshesh for two reasons. Number one, we're Choshesh for Gomim, and we're Choshesh for Legima. We have the back scratching issue, and we have the issue the guy wanted to share in the meal. So they're definitely not going to believe a Kohen for somebody else's Kohen. But also Rav Shimon Lemeimar Neman Ashal Chaveiro. Again comes Rav Shimon Gamliel and says, you know what? One Kohen is believed on the other Kohen, right? The Eino, right? Also Rav Shimon Lemeimar Neman Ashal Chaveiro Ve'en Neman Ashal Atzmo. But also Rav Meir comes and says, Hechoshet Al Adavar Lo Dono Lo Ido. Once the Choshet Al Bechoros to be Matal Mum, they can't be Neman at all. They can't testify even on their friends, on their fellow Kohen's sheep. So Gemara says now, Mishlam al Manda Amar, it works out well according to the second Manda Amar, who says, Roe Yisrael, v'hein Kohanim, ne'amanim, that the Kohanim are believed that the mum that came about on their master Yisrael's sheep happened by itself, and they didn't do it on purpose, because they say, he's not going to give it to me, because I'm a lowly shepherd. So in that case, so then, Hainu the Usher of Meir Lameimar, so that makes sense that Rav Meir comes and says, Choshet al Dabar lo donav lo me'idu. Because he says, no. According to that, there is a time when a Kohen is believed. He's not believed on himself, but he's believed on another, on a Yisrael. Rav Meir comes and says, no, once a Kohen is not believed, he's not believed. Right? So, Ella, Lamanda Amar, according to the Mandamar who says, Roe Kohanim Be Yisrael Ein Ne'amanim. According to the first Mandamar who interprets the Mishnah saying that Kohen shepherds are not believed on the Yisrael sheep, well, then we never have a case where the Kohanim are believed. They're not believed on themselves. They're not believed for the Yisrael. They're not believed for other Kohanim. So what's Rav Meir coming? My Yisrael Rav Meir Ashmunin, the Hayinu Tanakama. What's Rav Meir coming to say? Same thing as Tanakama. The Tanakama has no instance in the first Man Damar. Tanakama has no instances on where the Kohen is believed. So what's Rav Meir coming to say? No, it can't believe the Kohen, because if he's not believed in one instance, he's not believed in any other instance. But what instance is he believed, according to the Tanakama? There is none. So the Gemara says, no, even according to the first Man Damar, Ika Beinayu de Rabbi Yeshua ben Kafosai. The difference between Rav Meir and Tanakama is the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, the Sanya. We have the price that says as follows. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kafosai Omer, Bechor Be Kohen. We have a Bechor that's in the house of the Kohen. Sorech Shnayim Min Ashuk Lahoyid Alav. You need two individuals from outside to testify that the Mum happened by itself. Shnayim Min Ashuk. Right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afilu Benova, Afilu Bito. You don't need two outside people. They even could be his relatives. If his son or his daughter come and testify that it happened by itself, that is believed. Interesting with the daughter. Right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi comes and says, Afilu Asara, the Hein B'nei B'nei So, Eim Eidolav. Even if you have 10 people from his house, they can't testify. Because he says the entire house, the entire B'nei B'nei So, the Kohanim, are choshed to be Matal Mum, because they're going to benefit from the meal. They're going to have a big barbecue in the Kohen's house. So they're not choshed. But you see here that Rabbi Yeshua says, Yeshua says that you need Shnayim Min Hashuk. So how is that going to work? So basically we're going to say that the Tanakama holds the Rav Yeshua ben Kofsai. Tanakama says that the Kohanim, sorry, the Tanakama, how does this work out? The Tanakama is going to hold the Rav Yeshua ben Kofsai, Because he's going to say that the Roim Kohanim aren't Neman only in the cases of the Mishnah. In the case of the Mishnah, why aren't they believed? Because they're not believed because maybe they're going to share in the meal for whatever reason. But two other Stam from the Shuk that come and testify, that's okay, even if they're Kohanim. Comes Rav Meir and says, no, I don't hold Rav Yeshua. Even if those two Kohanim come from the Shuk, from a different town, they don't even know my calling. They may not testify. Because once we're in a once we're in an area of law where there is a chash on Kohanim, they're not believed in any situation. Blanket rule. That's the difference. The difference is the case when you, where the Shnayim and a Shuk, if they're Kohanim. According to Tanakhama, the Shnayim and a Shuk or Kohanim would be believed. Because they have nothing to do with my calling. According to Rav Meir, no. These Shnayim and a Shuk, they're still not believed. Because they wouldn't be believed on their own, they can't be believed on anybody else's. That would be the Nafkimina, according to the second Manda Amar, between the Tanakhama and Rav Meir. Okay. Again, a little background. The Bechor Vadai is given to the Kohen. When there is a suffix on a Behemoth Yisrael, if it has Bechor Unat, right, there's a suffix on this animal, whatever the case would be, two were born at one time, there's a suffix on this one, we don't know whether it's a Bechor or not. So the din is that it's suffix. So, Motsi Mechaber Olavaraya, therefore, if I had the suffix Bechor, and it gets a Mum, the Kohen can't say, give it to me. It's Motzi Mechaber Olavaraya, that it was a Bechor. Either Yisrael can't do anything with it, really, but whatever it has a Mum, maybe he can. Maybe he can eat that, it has a Mum. But he can't do anything prior to it, because it's treated as a suffix Bechor. So now, Kaman Azla Had Amar, who does the following memra go like? Had Amar and Chizda Amar Kakina, Suffolk Bechor Shenolad Be Yisrael. And we have a Suffolk Bechor that was born in the house of Yisrael. So the halacha is Yisrael can eat it when it gets a mum. Kohen can't grab it. Sarach Shnayim Min Hashuk L'Hoyd Alav. Even in the house of Yisrael, you say, you need Shnayim Min Hashuk L'Hoyd Alav. You can't, Yisrael himself is not believed. Meaning, we had the whole mystery saying that the Kohen is not believed. What about if you have a situation where if a mum comes into the animal, it's a Yisrael who's going to eat it? The Yisrael has this chashuv just it's a suffix. It's a suffix about a mum. So do you have the same suffix b'chor? Right, vade b'mum suffix b'chor. You have the same. Do you have the same shad on the Yisrael as you had on the Kohen? I don't know why not. I mean, the whole idea is it's self-interest. So. Sarach Shnayim Yisrael Kohen Alav. Come on, who's that sheet to go like? That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Kofasai. That goes like Rabbi Yeshua ben Kofasai, who says that a Bechor was in the base Kohanim, you need Shnayim in a Shuk. So to hear by the Suffolk Bechor that's in the house of Yisrael, you need Shnayim in a Shuk. He himself was not believed. There is a Shmuri Ar Choshe to Yisrael.
How do you get the Shnayim
in a
Shuk testify? You're in your farm?
Unless you have that. Unless you have that, unless you have somebody else who testify, you may not eat the Bechor based on this mum. They work for you, they saw it, they saw you walking in the street, you have all these things. Whatever the case is, that's in all cases. If you have testimony, then it's beneficial for you. If you don't have testimony, we have a chash. You may not eat it without for this mum. We testify that a bird came and ate and bit its ear. We testify that the mum took place not via the hands of the owner, because we saw it happen. Yeah, it has to be something happened.
Unless they saw that, they can't say about that woman.
Maybe they can say the owner was with us.
No, they can say based sometimes the type of wound. They can say this type of wound is.
Maybe they can say that there's no way that the owner or any of his family inflicted this wound because they were with us in Israel when the wound took place.
The last 5 years of life.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever the testimony is. Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Nachman says no. Ba'ailim me'idim alav. No, when it comes to a suffix b'chor. The Yisrael has ne'emanus and he can testify on it. The ilo tema hachi. Because if you don't say that a Yisrael is believed by a suffix bechor, I guess, or Yisrael is believed by a case where he has some self-interest, then maiser the Rabbi Meir mi moed alav. What does that mean? Maiser the Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbi Meir is the one who says that if you're nechshon on one instance, you're nechshon on all other instances. So when it comes to maiser, Rabbi Meir is going to say, how is it possible for a person to testify on his Meiser Behema, that the mum that came about by itself, and therefore you can't be mocked with this animal. If a mum falls on the Meiser Behema, the person also gets the benefit of it. He eats it. Okay? But everyone is Meiser their own animals. So if a person is not believed, how can you Meiser your own? How can you ever have a case where the Meiser Behema that has a mum would be mutter? Because once you're not Neman, it never goes to the Kohen in this instance. It always stays in you. So once you're not Neman, if you're not Neman, you're not Neman. How is the guy believed? Rashi says, The Elo Temahafi, look at the, we get to why, the second wide line. The Elo Temahafi, Ela Bailim Chashudim Alav, right, the Bailim is Chashud, Imkin Hab Yisrael Chashul Amumim. So Yisrael is not Chashul Amumim. So Meisel Rav Meir, when it comes to the Meisel, Mi Meir Amumov, who can testify? Ha'am Rav Meir, Ha'chashul Dabar La'atmo, Eno Meir La'achirim. So I can't testify myself, so I can't testify for yours either, according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, once I'm Choshed, I can't be testifying in any situation. So granted, fine, I cannot testify now that my Meisel Behema got Amum. Because I'm Choshed. Well, I can't testify now that yours got a mum either. So who's testifying on this Meisel that it got a mum? So that's the Shaila. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. Meisel Vade Mehenam. A Meisel is different because we have the previous Migla that we mentioned about. A Meisel, Enoch Nami, the Bailam is Choshed when it comes to the Bechor. When it comes to the Meisel, the Bailam is Mehemon. Sorry, let me start again. When it comes to Bechor, the Bailam is not Nehemon. He's Choshed. When it comes to the Bechor, he is Nehemon because he's a Migo. Because had he wanted to make the Meisel mutter, the Iboy Shadi Mum Bechuli Adre, he could have put a mum, nicked the ear of his entire flock before he counted them. And then it would have been mutter. Because then it would have all been about mum, and they would have counted to begin with. So he has that Migo. They all ask, well, wait a second, what did we just learn this man said you can do? You could put a mum in the animal in utero. So why don't you have that same Migo by the Bechor? I don't know the answer. You have a question? Nothing. You have the same Migo by the Bechor. So, it says here, the Shemar Okeach makes a chiluk that by the Meiser Behema is different because the Mum doesn't transfer the Rishus. It's always in the Rishus of the Yisrael. Right? But when it comes to the Bechor, making that Mum would transfer the Rishus, and therefore you don't have to go to the Kohen anymore. It stays by the Yisrael. So, I don't know, maybe that makes a difference. But the Gemara says, Ella, Safik, according to this, Safik Bechor L'Rav Meir Mimeid Alav. We still have a problem with Bechor. According to Bechor, a Kohen is Choshed. According to now we're saying, a Yisrael is also Choshed by the Bechor. So they're each in the parsha of Shad when it comes to Bechor. So who's going to testify about a Baal Mum on a Suffolk Bechor? The Suffolk Bechor, the Kohen can't be believed, and the Yisrael now can't be believed. So who's going to testify on each other's? So Gemara says, the Chitei Mahakanami, less than Takanta, maybe say Enochanami, that there's no Takana. If a Suffolk Bechor, no one can testify on it. No one gets it. Suffolk Bechor gets about a moment to sit. What can you do about it? What can you do? The Chitei Mahakanami, the less like Takanta, can't be. That's none. We have the Mishnah we saw on Daf Yuches. Sharab Yossi Omer, Kol Shechalifav, B'yad Kohen, Potter Min HaMatanos. Anytime that there's a Suffolk Bechor that's in the hands of the Israel, right, we have two. And connect the Mishnah says not for Kohen Suffolk Bechor, and Kohen takes the other Bechor. What's the case? Where two Zecharim were born, right? The case of where two Zecharim were born, and we don't know which one is the Bechor. The din over there is the Kohen takes one, and the Sheni, the second one, stays by the Yisrael. We say that the Yisrael is putter from giving the Matnos Kohuna, the Zro Lachaim and the Keva, to the Kohen, the animal that he kept. Why? Because we make it as if the Kohen received both. And returned the second one to the Yisrael as a matana. And if the Kohen gives it to me as a matana, there's no matnas kahuna on that animal. But in that case, Rav Meir is mechayev. Rav Meir doesn't say that. Rav Meir is mechayev the Yisrael to give from his suffik bechor the matnas kahuna, because he must hold that the suffik. How can you? We're in shitas Rav Meir. How is it possible to give matnas kahuna? The only way you give matnas kahuna is there's a permitted for me to eat it. How am I permitted to eat it? Who's testifying on the suffix bechor that it's got that the mum is valid? According to Rav Meir, nobody. Well, according to Rav Meir, somebody testifying it over here because he says you can eat it. How do you know you can eat it? Because you can give the matnas kahuna. So what's going on? So Elish Mami, no, but Eilim may eat them alone. No, Enoch and Ami, the Bailim, the Yisraelim can be made on the suffix bechor. Kohanim hu dechashiri amumei, but Yisrael lo chashiri amumei. Just going back on the whole thing, according to Rav Meir, at least you have to say, that Yisraelim are not chashur to say that the mum was, that they're not chashur to inflict a mumim on it. That's what we have to say, because if that's the case, then the other Mishnah makes no sense according to Rav Meir. And the Gemara says, Itmar Rav Nachman Amar Alok Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Nachman says, Alok HaFalos Rav Shimon Gamliel, which means what? That a Bechor that is in the house of the Kohen that gets a mum, even the Beno Ubito of the Kohen can be made that the mum came about by itself. Rav Amar Alach to Rav Yossi. But Rav says, no, the Alach like Rav Yossi, that everyone in the house is Nefshon, and it has to be from outside testimony. So Umi Amar Rabba Hachi, the Rabba really says, the Halacha like Rav Yossi, that you need outside testimony. V'ha Amar Rabba, then Rabba says, say, V'alav Omid Imana B'chutz, V'nif Mashalim, V'yatzachavu Me'idim Alav. Then we have a case of the following. The owner of the animal is standing outside the corral. The animal goes into the corral and comes out of Balmum. So everyone inside can testify on it. We believe it, because the owner is with us. I mean, we're only choshe the owner, we're not choshe anybody else. So how can he say that the family is not believed? In this case, the family is believed. He wants to know, reinterpret what that case is. Eima kol ba'alim omdim, v'lo chashinon. If all the animal, all the owners, anyone who's going to benefit from it is outside, then v'lo chashinon, that they, the mum was done with kavana, that's the only case. But really, he doesn't believe the b'nei mishpacha, because the b'nei mishpacha have a stake in more ways than one. They have a stake in the animal getting a mum. So ihachi ma'ala meimra. Well, if everyone's standing outside, well, what's the finish of the story? There's no one who's chashud who's standing in the corral. So ihachi ma'ala meimra. So ma'ala teimra nechus lechashda. Maybe we choshish, but the roa itself that's in the house, he did it purposely in order to get a piece of it. Kamash malon, that there's no chashad that the roa was doing it. Okay. The hilchasa, the gemara paskins, the hilchasa, kirav shum megamliel, the hachasa, the halakha kirav shum megamliel, who says that the Beno Bito can testify, Vidafka Beno Bito, aval Ishto lo, but his wife cannot testify, my timer, Ishto Kagupo Dami, Ishto's Kagupo, and therefore it's his own self testimony. And comes up, I guess, kind of issues with that. You know, the Meister, Ishto Kagupo, can she lie for you? Can you lie for her? Things like that. So Ishto Kagupo Dami. Therefore, since the Kohen himself can't testify, the woman can't testify either. What? Amalei Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa says to Abaye, "Lir Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, the Amar who said, Chashad Adavar Lo Donav Lo Meido. If you're chashad on one thing, you can't testify. You can't testify for anything else." Vika Amar of Meir. Meir also says another interesting statement. Hachashul davar echad, chashul chol tor kula. If you're chashul for one thing, you're chashul chol tor kula. So how can a Kohen ever paskin? He's chashul for mimetil amum. How can he paskin? How can he do tsaras? How can he tell whether the house is tsaras or not? Right? Kohanim heichinami galo dani dinoi. They can't be dayanim. The hak sir, but doesn't the pasuk say, v'apim yekol rivichol naga? The whole idea when it comes, it says, v'nichol kohanim b'nei levi, kibom b'char Hashem l'kechel, v'sharsh l'varach Hashem v'Hashem, v'apim yekol riv, v'chol naga, they are clearly dayanim in the Torah.
Yeah, but they cannot pass them on their own nega.
So how can they pass them any nega, the Gemara's question?
On themselves, they choshed.
But Rav Meir has two statements. Rav Meir has a statement one that says, if you choshed on one thing, you choshed for the entire concept. Once you chashid on one entire concept, you chashid the whole Torah kula, and you can't be a dayan. These kohanim are chashid to be made to mum in their own animal. Therefore, the chashid to be made to mum, they can't testify about anybody else's mum. They're chashid on the concept of mum. If they're chashid on that one thing, they're chashid the whole Torah, according to Rav Meir. It's clearly chutz kasha. The Gemara's an answer. The Gemara says, "Emud am Rav Meir chashasha lachzukinu miyamar." There's a chash. We don't say that they did it. We're just chashid that they did it. So it's not because according to passing you for the whole Torah, you can't have a chashid, you have to be muksak as a guy who does this type of neveira. The Kohanim are muksak that they do this. We have a chash. Rashi says, "Lachzikuni b'chashud mi amar meir chashul davar echad chashul kol turukul." The muksak lando over al davar davar echad. And we have a chazaka that the guy's going to violate the tisser. It's not a chazaka that Kohanim violate the tisser. It's just a chashad. So for this chashad, we don't match the mum. Doesn't mean we say that they did it. All right, we'll stop here.
Oh, yeah.